My friends, as is tradition back from the first Friday, that at the time definitely did not seem very good. It is the few that gather at the cross, and we will all scatter. Today, going back with the history of early Christians, we will read from Holy Scripture the Passion of the Christ. And as we go, we will extinguish the light that we saw before us as we await Easter morning.
Jesus went with the disciples across the Kidron Valley, where there was a garden, which he and his disciples went into. Now Judas, who betrayed him, also knew where Jesus and the disciples might go, because Jesus often met there with his disciples. So Judas got together a band of soldiers and some officers from the chief priests and the Pharisees. Judas took them there with lanterns and torches and weapons. Then Jesus, knowing all that was to befall him, came forward and said to them, "Whom do you seek?" They answered him, "Jesus of Nazareth." Then Jesus said, "I am he." When Jesus said to them, "I am he," they drew back, including Judas, and fell on the ground. Again, Jesus asked them, "Whom do you seek?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus replied, "I told you that I am he. If you are looking for me, then let my men go." This was to fulfill the word which Jesus had spoken, "Of those whom you gave me, I lost not a one." Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it, and he struck the high priest's slave and cut off his right ear. The slave's name was Malchus. Jesus said to Peter, "Put your sword into its sheath. Shall I not drink the cup which the Father has given me?" So the band of soldiers and their captain and the officers of the Jews seized Jesus and bound him. First they led him to Annas, for he was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, who was the high priest that year. It was Caiaphas who had given counsel to the Jews that it was expedient that one man should die for the people. Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. Since the other disciple was known by the high priest, he entered the court of the high priest along with Jesus, while Peter stood outside the door. So the other disciple, who was known to the high priest, went out and spoke to the maid who kept the door and brought Peter in. The maid who kept the door said to Peter, "Are you not also one of this man's disciples?" Peter said, "I am not." Now the servants and the officers had made a charcoal fire because it was cold, and they were standing and warming themselves. Peter also was with them, standing and warming himself.
The high priest then questioned Jesus about his disciples and his teaching. Jesus answered him, "I have spoken openly to the world. I have always taught in synagogues and in temple, where all Jews come together. I have said nothing secretly. Why do you ask me? Ask those who have heard me what I have said to them. They know what I said." When he said this, one of the officers standing by struck Jesus with his hand, saying, "Is that how you answer the high priest?" Jesus answered him, "If I have spoken wrongly, bear witness to the wrong. But if I have spoken rightly, why do you strike me?" Annas then sent him bound to Caiaphas, the high priest. Now Simon Peter was standing and warming himself. They said to him, "Aren't you one of his disciples?" Peter denied it again and said, "I am not." One of the servants of the high priest, a relative of the man whose ear had cut off, asked, "Did I not see you in the garden with him?" Peter denied it again for the third time, and at once a rooster crowed. Then the jailers led Jesus to the house of Caiaphas, to Pilate's quarters. It was early. They themselves did not enter Pilate's quarters, so they might not be defiled, but eat at Passover. So Pilate went out to them and said, "What accusations do you bring against this man?" They answered him, "If this man were not an evildoer, we would not have handed him over." Pilate said to them, "Take him yourselves and judge him by your own law." The religious leaders said to him, "It is not lawful for us to put any man to death." This was to fulfill the words which Jesus had spoken to show by what death he was to die. Pilate entered his quarters again and called Jesus and said to him, "Are you king of the Jews?" Jesus replied, "Do you say this on your own, or did others say it to you about me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight that I might not be handed over to the chief priests. But my kingdom is not from the world." Pilate said to him, "So you are a king." Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" After Pilate said this, he went out to the Jews again and told them, "I find no crime in him, but you have a custom that I should release one man for you at Passover. Will you have me release for you the king of the Jews?" They cried out again, "Not this man, but Barabbas." Now Barabbas was a robber. Then Pilate took Jesus and whipped him. And the soldiers made a crown of thorns and put it on his head and dressed him in a purple robe. They came up to him saying, "Hail the King of the Jews!" And they struck him with their hands. Pilate went out again and said to them, "See, I am bringing him out to you so that you will know that I find no crime in him." So Jesus came out, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. Pilate said to them, "Behold the man." When the chief priests and the officers saw him, they cried out, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Pilate said to them, "Take him yourselves and crucify him, for I find no crime in him." The Jews answered, "We have a law, and by that law he ought to die, because he has made himself the Son of God." When Pilate heard these words, he was even more afraid. He went back into his room again and said to Jesus, "Where are you from?" But Jesus gave no answer. Pilate therefore said to him, "You will not speak to me? Do you know that I have the power to release you and the power to crucify you?" Jesus answered, "You would have no power over me unless it had been given to you from above. Therefore, he who delivered me to you has the greater sin."
Pilate wanted to release Jesus from his punishment, but the Jews cried out, "If you release this man, you are not Caesar's friend. Anyone who makes himself a king sets himself against Caesar." When Pilate heard these words, he knew what he had to do. He brought Jesus out and sat down on the judgment seat. It was about the sixth hour of the day of preparation for the Passover. He said to the people, "Behold, your king." The people cried out, "Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!" Pilate said to them, "You want me to crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar." Then Pilate handed Jesus over to them to be crucified. So they took Jesus and went out carrying his cross to the place called the place of a skull, which in Hebrew is called Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two others, one on either side, and Jesus between them. Pilate also wrote a title and put it on the cross. It read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Many of the Jews read this title, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew, in Latin, and in Greek. The chief priest of the Jews then said to Pilate, "Do not write, 'The King of the Jews.' Instead, write, 'This man said, I am the King of the Jews.'" Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." After the soldiers put Jesus on the cross, they took his garments and made four parts, one for each soldier. But his tunic was without seam, woven from top to bottom. So they said to one another, "Let us not tear it, but cast lots for it to see whose it shall be." This was to fulfill the scripture, "They parted my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots." So the soldiers did this, but standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing near, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour on, the disciple took Jesus' mother, Mary, to his home.
After taking care of his mother, Jesus knew that everything was finished. So he said, to fulfill the scripture, "I thirst." A bowl full of vinegar was nearby. So they put a sponge full of the vinegar on a stick and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Since it was the day of preparation, in order to prevent the bodies from remaining on the cross on the Sabbath, for the Sabbath was a high and holy day, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and of the other who had been crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. Instead, one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and at once there came out blood and water. He who saw it has given witness. His testimony is true, and he knows that he tells the truth, so that you also may believe. For these things took place that the scripture might be fulfilled, not a bone of him shall be broken. And again another scripture says, they shall look on him whom they have pierced. After this, Joseph of Arimathea, who was a secret disciple of Jesus, for fear of the chief priest, asked Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him permission. So Joseph of Arimathea came and took away the body. Nicodemus also, who had come to Jesus by night, came bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pounds worth. They took the body of Jesus and bound it in linen, as is the burial custom of the Jews. Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb, where no one had ever been laid. So because of this, the Jewish day of preparation, as the tomb was close by at hand, they laid Jesus there.
Please join with me in our closing prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, set your passion, cross, and death between your judgment and our souls, now and in our hour of death. Give mercy and grace to the living, pardon and rest to the dead and dying, to your church, peace and unity, and to us sinners, everlasting life. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Go in peace, my friends. May Jesus Christ, who for our sake became obedient even unto death, even death on a cross, keep you and strengthen you this night and forever.